The innocent-looking plant resembles common salvia, a flowering herb that is popular among gardeners. But the plant that is the target of the law, when smoked in an extract form, induces an intense hallucinogenic high similar to LSD that lasts for about half an hour. It's widely available on the internet and in many head shops in Wisconsin that sell water pipes and bongs. State Representative David Cullen told an assembly committee, despite its dangerous properties, the herb is very easily accessible.
We could all walk down State Street right now and purchase dried salvia leaves at a local store. While we were there, we could purchase a bong and then take it back to our homes, our offices here at the Capitol, and the mind-bending hallucinations might begin.
Those hallucinations can be frightening, according to one Madison resident who has smoked a concentrated extract of the herb. The 25-year-old, who declined to give his name, says after smoking a $40 packet of Salvia divinorum in a water pipe, he agrees with the plan to ban its sale.
You know, it messes you up more than anything I've ever heard of, more than alcohol, more than anything. Yeah, I just felt everything fold in half, and I just took off into another world. You know, I seriously did not know my name or where I was or that I was even human at the time, you know.
A bill sponsored by State Representative Sheldon Wasserman would impose a fine of up to $10,000 on anyone selling Salvia divinorum for the purpose of consumption. 12 other states are considering similar bans. There are no federal regulations on the herb, but it is on the Drug Enforcement Agency's list of drugs and chemicals of concern. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.